Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Sandra Bullock and Billy Bob Thornton star in Our Brand is Crisis, a fictionalized political satire based on the 2002 Bolivian election. In that contest, consultants from the U.S. were imported to implement American-style political dirty tricks to help a wealthy businessman defeat the socialist candidate. The cast is appealing and the movie has moments that hit the satiric bullseye, but director David Gordon Green doesn't seem to have the right touch for this sort of acerbic, cynical comedy, so the tone is all over the place. Our Brand of Chaos may have been a better title. What is truth? After seeing the movie Truth, you probably still won't know the answer. Truth is a compelling but troubling adaptation of journalist Mary Mapes' book about her ill-fated experience at CBS News. Cate Blanchett gives an impassioned performance as Mapes, whose career came to a screeching halt after a botched story questioning the military service record of George W. Bush. Her missteps led to the career ruin of Dan Rather, played with stoic dignity by Robert Redford. It's fascinating, but somehow lacks the honest introspection truth demands. Indie film darling Britt Marling stars in the offbeat feminist western The Keeping Room. Near the end of the Civil War, three rural Southern women have to defend themselves against ruthless renegade Union soldiers bent on having their way with them. Sam Worthington, Haley Steinfeld, and Muna Otaru star in this violent and disturbing shoot-em-up that, one supposes, is about female empowerment. Also opening this week, Bradley Cooper stars as a nasty rock star chef in the culinary comedy Burnt. A Ballerina's Tale is a documentary about Misty Copeland, the Kansas City-born African-American woman who became principal dancer with the American Ballet Theater. And The Second Mother is an acclaimed Brazilian drama. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.